Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 2. A street. Enter Capulet, Paris, and servant.
But Montague is bound as well as I, in penalty alike, and 'tis not hard, I think, for men so old as we to keep the peace.
Of honorable reckoning are you both, and pity 'tis you lived at odds so long. But now, my lord, what say you to my suit?
But saying o'er what I have said before, my child is yet a stranger in the world. She hath not seen the change of 14 years. Let 2 more summers wither in their pride, ere we make think her ripe to be a bride.
Younger than she are happy mothers made, and too soon married are those so early made. The earth hath swallowed all my hopes but she. She is the hopeful lady of my earth. But woo her, gentle Paris, get her heart. My will to her consent is but a part. And she agree within her scope of choice, lies my consent and fair according voice. This night I hold an old accustomed feast, whereto I have invited many a guest, such as I love, and you among the store, one more most welcome makes my numbers more. At my poor house look to behold this night, earth-treading stars that make dark heaven light. Such comfort as do lusty young men feel when well apparelled April on the heel of limping winter treads, even such delight among fresh female buds shall you this night inherit at my house. Hear all see, and like her most whose merit most shall be, which on more view of many mine being one may stand in number, though in reckoning none. Come, go with me. To servant, giving a paper.
Go, sirrah, trudge about through fair Verona. Find those persons out whose names are written there, and to them say, my house, and welcome on their pleasure stay.
Exit Capulet and Paris.
Find them out whose names are written here. It is written that the shoemaker should meddle with his yard, and the tailor with his last, the fisher with his pencil, and the painter with his nets. But I am sent to find those persons whose names are here writ, and can never find what names the writing person hath here writ. I must to the learned in good time.
Enter Benvolio and Romeo.
Tut, man, one fire burns out another's burning. One pain is lessened by another's anguish. Turn giddy, and behold, by backward turning, one desperate grief cures with another's languish. Take thou some new infection to thy eye, and the rank poison of the old will die.
Your plantain leaf is excellent for that.
For what, I pray thee?
For your broken shin.
Why, Romeo, art thou mad?
Not mad, but bound more than a madman is, shut up in prison, kept without my food, whipped and tormented, and God-den, good fellow. God-den, I pray, sir, can you read?
Aye, mine own fortune is my misery.
Perhaps you have learned it without book, but I pray, can you read anything you see?
Ay, if I know the letters and the language.
Ye say honestly, rest you merry.
Stay, fellow, I can read.
Reads. Signor Martino and his wife and daughters, County Anselmi and his beauteous sisters, the lady widow of Vitravio, Signor Placentio and his lovely nieces, Mercutio and his brother Valentine, mine uncle Capulet, his wife and daughters, my fair niece Rosalind, Livia, Signor Valentio and his cousin Tybalt, Lucio and the lively Helena, a fair assembly, whither should they come?
Up.
Whither?
To supper, to our house.
Whose house?
My master's.
Indeed, I should have asked you that before.
Now I'll tell you without asking. My master is the great rich Capulet, and if you be not of the house of Montagues, I pray, come and crush a cup of wine. Rest you, Mary. Exit. At this same ancient feast of Capulets sups the fair Rosaline, whom thou so lovest, with all the admired beauties of Verona. Go thither, and with unattainted eye compare her face with some that I shall show, and I will make thee think thy swan a crow. When the devout religion of mine eye maintains such falsehood, then turn tears to fires, and these, who often drowned, could never die, transparent heretics, be burnt for liars. One fairer than my love, the all-seeing sun, never saw her match since first the world begun. Tut! You saw her fair, none else being by, herself poised with herself in either eye. But in that crystal scales, let there be weighed your lady loves against some other maid. That I will show you shining at this feast, and she shall scant show well that now shows best. I'll go along, no such sight to be shown, but to rejoice in splendor of mine own. They exit. End of Act 1, Scene 2. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.